Now, let's look at the last list.
Wenn wir auch eine Liste nehmen,
können. Yeah, where we have these contrasts that as servants of God we need to deal with.
متضاد هم گفته شده چیزایی که تو زندگیمون به وجود میاد.
Yeah, we have challenges when we are serving God.
وقتی به خداوند خدمت میکنیم
we have these things that we need in our lives so we can do the work.
که بتونیم به خدمت ادامه بدیم.
And we have these situations, these contrasts in our lives that we also need to deal with. So we can approve ourselves as ministers of God. So we don't bring blame on the ministry.
So
read verses 8 till 10. By honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold you live, as chastened and not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things.
به عزت و ذلت و بدنامی و نیکنامی چون گمراه کنندگان و اینک راستگو هستی گویی گمنام و اینک معروف گویی در حالت مرگ و اینک زنده هستی گویی مجازات کرده شده اما کشته نه گویی غمگین ولی دائما شادمان گویی فقیر و اینک بسیاری را دولتمند میسازیم گویی بی چیز اما
Yeah, so we have this first contrast here by honor and dishonor.
عزت و ذلت.
Yeah, when you are a genuine Christian that's working for God, that loves the Lord, you will experience both honor and dishonor.
Yeah?
There will be some people that respect you and honor you for what you do. But there will be others that will disrespect and dishonor you for doing the same things. And they will criticize you, they will find fault with you. Yeah, they want to destroy you. Yeah, go to Matthew 5. Matthew 5, 11 and 12. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you.
خوشحال باشید چون شما را فحش گویند و جفا رسانند و به خاطر من هر سخن بدی بر شما به دروغ گویند. خوش باشید و شادی عظیم نمایید زیرا پاداش شما در آسمان عظیم است زیرا که به همین طور بر انبیای قبل از شما جفا می‌رسانند.
Hello, last week we talked about the speaking the truth will offend. Yeah, speaking the truth, doing God's work will cause some people to dishonor you. While others love you for doing it.
Yeah,
if you go at soul winning, you have those who mock you. And you have those who sincerely thank you for taking the time to share the gospel with them. Some will appreciate what you do for the Lord, others will hate you for it. And as God's servants, we need to learn to deal with that. We need to have a thick enough skin to not explode, to not take revenge, to not go and sin against God by your wrong response. Yeah, think about that. The Bible says, rejoice for great is your reward in heaven. And connected with being dishonored is what people will say about you. And that's the next one. By evil report and good report. Yeah, go stand for the truth. Go preach the gospel. Live your life for God. And there will be people speaking bad about you. Yeah, there will be an evil report going around. But at the same time, there also will be people having a good report. You have these two opposites. And then again, that's part of being a servant of Christ. Yeah, Luke 6:26. Yeah, if it's only true that people speak well of you, there's another problem. Luke 6:26. Woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets.
وای بر شما وقتی که همه مردم شما را تحسین کنند زیرا همچنین پدران ایشان با انبیای دروغه کردند.
Yeah, so the people who are not were spoken well of are the false prophets.
Yeah,
it's the man of God who speaks the truth.
Yeah,
that is not well spoken of at times. And true ministry has both going on. There will be people who give an evil report, who want to take you down. There will be people who have a good report.
باید با هر دو تاشون بتونیم کنار بیاییم.
Let it go when people lie about you.
وقتی کسی دروغ میگه در موردتون بگذارید، ببخشید. کسی بر ضدتون حرف میزنه، ادامه بدید به خدمتتون فراموش کنید.
Not to having to set everything right.
یه کاری نکنید که هر حرفی رو
یه نفر میزنه جواب بدید.
بذاریم همه رو به دست خداوند بسپاریم.
Yeah, be prepared that we have both when we serve God.
آماده باشید که هر جفتش رو داشته باشید وقتی به خداوند.
People hate you for no reason other than you are that you are a servant of God.
اگر کسی از شما متنفر فقط به خاطر اینکه خادم خداوند.
It should not come as a surprise.
تعجب نکنید.
Because he said, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you.
John 15:18. تعجب نکنید بلکه اول از من متنفر.
Yeah, darkness doesn't like light.
تاریکی هیچ وقت
false doesn't like the truth.
از راستی حقیقتش نمیاد.
And it brings us to the next contrast.
و ما رو برمیگرده به دومین تضاد. تضاد بعدی.
As deceivers.
چون گمراه کنندگان.
And yet true.
و اینک راستگو هستند.
If you are in the ministry, if you're serving God,
yeah,
be ready that somebody will call you a deceiver while you're speaking the truth. For example, the Orthodox Church will look at us and will say that we are heretics, that we are liars, we are deceivers. Yeah? They do this when we speak against their works-based salvation.
Yet,
we are speaking the truth.
اما حقیقت کلام رو داریم اعلام می‌کنیم. هیچ چیز غیر از حقیقت نیست.
Yeah, when we speak against false Christian ministries, so-called Christian ministries.
وقتی کسایی که میگن مسیحیان ولی واقعاً مسیحی نیستن.
And we expose them.
و با نور کلام آشکار می‌کنیم که کارشون دروغه.
Because they will tell you how to be saved, you need to be baptized.
میگه به خاطر اینکه نجات پیدا کنی اول باید تعمید بگیری و ما میگیم اشتباه است، نباید تعمید بگیری.
Yeah, and we actually have groups that have posted on their Telegram post that, hey, don't listen to them. After some of you started posting scriptures that was disproving them, the false doctrines.
Yeah, so
we are called deceivers, yet at the same time we have the truth.
گمراه کننده این در صورتی که واقعیت حقیقت رو داره.
And we are right and they're wrong.
ما درست میگیم و اونا غلط.
And you'll say, how arrogant that you say that.
چرا میگیم ما
راست؟ How can you say that we only have the truth?
چرا میگی فقط ما حقیقت؟
What about all these smart people that come up with different conclusions?
بقیه همه اون کسایی که نتیجه‌های دیگه میگیرن
چی؟ Now here's the thing, the Bible is pretty clear about a lot of stuff.
کتاب مقدس جای شک نذاشته در مورد خیلی
چیزا. It's not a matter of opinion.
حق انتخاب من و انتخاب
تو. It's a matter. Do you want to know the truth or not?
آیا حقیقت کلام رو میخوای یا نمیخوای؟
Yeah, whatever we teach from the pulpit.
هر آنچه که تو کلیسا مورد
میکنی. Is always backed up with scripture.
فقط باید با کتاب مقدس.
And you can always check.
و همیشه باید.
If what you hear, if it's actually true.
که من میزنم. آیا طبق کلام.
You can read the context.
میتونی موضوعش رو بخونی و درک کنی.
Which you should.
که باید این کارو بکنی.
Yeah. Only already to know that the Bible actually says it, so you can say God says it instead of Arno says it.
اول از همه بدونی که کلام خدا بوده که خداوند گفته نه که آرنو گفته.
But what if I make a mistake?
اما اگه من اشتباه کرده باشم.
You should be able to fish that out.
شما باید بتونی اشتباه منو
پیدا کنی. Yeah, read the scriptures that I bring up.
آیایی رو که میگم.
Read them in their context. See if I apply them right.
ببینین آیا من ازشون.
Yeah, be like the Bereans.
یا نه مثل بریها باشید.
Yeah, we can say we have the truth because we base. What we say on the word of truth.
و اگه بگیم حقیقت چون طبق کلام حقیقت گفته شده نه به خاطر اینکه نظر من.
Yeah, if you're a laborer with God.
اگه تو همکار خداوندی.
If you're doing ministry.
اگه تو داری خدمت می‌کنی.
Expect to be attacked and called on the deceiver.
توقع داشته باش که به تو گول زنن، گول دروغگو بگن، گمراه
کنن. Knowing that what we say is true.
با اینکه می‌دونی که راست می‌گی. می‌دونی که حقیقت کلام رو داری اعلام می‌کنی.
Here's the next contrast.
As unknown
and yet well known.
How
can we be unknown and well known at the same time? Yeah, of course, when we serve God, our goal is not to be famous, to be known by everybody. Yeah, and living for God doesn't make you particularly popular. Yeah, we in church are not known. Small church. We're not known in Greece.
تو یونان خیلی ما رو
نمی‌شناسن. Yet at the same time, We are well known by the people whose lives we touch.
برای زندگی کسایی که تأثیر گذاشتیم و
زندگی کسایی رو که تأثیر گذاشتیم تغییر دادیم.
کسایی که ایمان آوردن به وسیله ما، کسایی که زندگیشون برکت گرفتن از ما. ایماندارای دیگه معروفی، مسیحی های دور دنیایی که
برای
ما دعا میکنن.
Yeah, but we consider, who consider us their friends, we consider them our friends.
ما اونها رو دوست خودمون میدونیم.
Yeah, they're unknown yet well known.
گمنامیم اما همزمان معروف.
Now, if you preach the truth, you might become infamous.
شاید حقیقت رو اعلام کنی خیلی زود گمنام بشی.
Yeah, preach the whole counsel of God and you will start standing on people's toes.
حقیقت واقعی خدا رو بگو و بیرون رو پای انگشتای پای بقیه وایستادن و یواش یواش همه ردتو میکنن.
Yeah, it's the false teachers that are known and famous.
اون که معلم دروغیه تو کل دنیا همه معروف میشه و همه او رو
people will start attacking you for it when you do.
وقتی بقیه به شما حمله میکنن و این
They'll say all kinds of nasty things about you.
خیلی چیزهای بعد در موردت میگن شاید.
But these people also don't really know you.
اما همه اونها واقعا تو رو نمیشناختن.
And they don't like where you stand.
جایی که ایستادی رو واقعا نمیشناسن.
1 Corinthians
4:13.
Being defamed, we entreat, we are made as the filth of the world and are the offscouring of all things unto this day.
چون افترا بر ما میزنن التماس میکنیم و مثل کثافت دنیا و زباله همه چیز شده این تا به
حال. Yeah, so when we serve God, both sides are true. We'll be unknown to the world, maybe even infamous. Yet at the same time, we are well known.
Yeah.
As dying and behold, we live.
همونجوری که مردیم و این که زنده هستیم.
Yeah, how can we be dying and at the same time live?
حالت مرگ و این که زنده هستیم چجوری میشه هم حالت مرگ
داشته باشیم؟ This is in contrast we see over and over again in the Bible.
این ضد نقشی که در
ultimately we physically die yet we live.
Yeah.
To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. در حضور خداوند حاضر بودن. I think there's a spiritual lesson here in regards to doing the ministry and serving God. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verses 9 till 11. Persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed, always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh.
آزار دیده اما واگذاشته نیستیم، افکنده شده ولی نابود نشدیم. پیوسته مرگ عیسی خداوند را در بدن خود حمل می کنیم تا حیات عیسی هم در بدن ما ظاهر شود، زیرا که ما زنده ایم دائما به خاطر عیسی به مرگ سپرده می شویم تا حیات عیسی نیز در بدن فانی ما ظاهر شود.
Now taking for example Paul as an example. Yeah, he's been persecuted. He's been stoned. He's put in prison. Yeah, he can truly say we delivered him to death for Jesus' sake.
برای عیسی مسیح.
Yeah, he's making sacrifices on a daily basis to live for God.
قربانی شد برای خداوند که هر روزه برای خداوند بمیره.
In the same way, we should be making sacrifices and die to self daily.
و خودمون هر روزه بمیریم.
Now we're persecuted but not forsaken.
شکنجه شدیم. Cast down but not destroyed. رها شدیم اما نابود نشدیم.
Yeah, we die to self. We go through difficulties yet behold we live.
اما مطمئن باشید که زنده ایم.
Yeah, and if you look at the life of Paul against all odds.
اگر به زندگی پولس نگاه کنید می‌بینید.
Yeah, when we live a life serving God.
وقتی زندگی بکنیم به خداوند خدمت
کنیم. It's a life of dying to self.
زندگی است که در خود بمیریم.
It's a life of being delivered into death for Jesus sake.
زندگی که در خاطر عیسی مسیح در خودمون بمیریم بلکه در او زنده هستیم.
Either in that God gives us the victory here on earth.
چه پیروزی رو تو دنیا داشته باشیم چه نداشته باشیم.
Or otherwise that we have the assurance of everlasting life in him.
میتونیم زندگی و تضمین زندگی ابدی رو در او داشته باشیم.
And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die.
هیچ وقت نخواهد مرد.
Believest thou this?
ایمان بیاورید.
Yeah, John 11:26.
یوحنا 11:26.
The next contrast is as chastened and not killed. John 11:26. Yeah, the next one is as chastened and not killed.
Where is it?
As chastened and not killed. That is in
مجازات کرده شده اما کشته نه.
Hebrews 12:5-8.
عبرانیان 12:58.
And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If you endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the father chasteneth not? But if you be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons.
و نصیحتی را فراموش نموده اید که با شما چون با پسران صحبت می کند که ای پسر من تعلیم خداوند را خوار مشمار و وقتی که از او سرزنش یابی دل سرد مشو، زیرا هر که خداوند را دوست می دارد توبیخ می فرماید و هر فرزندی را که می پذیرد به تازیانه می زند. اگر متعمل تعلیم شوید خدا با شما مثل با پسران رفتار می نماید، زیرا کدام پسر است که پدرش او را تعدیب نکند؟ اما اگر بدون تعدیب می باشید که همه از آن بهره یافتند، پس شما حرامزاده اید نه پسران.
Yeah, so as Christians, of course, we are not without sin.
بدون گناه نیستیم.
And there will be times that we deserve to be chastened and to be rebuked of God.
حق داریم تنبیه بشیم.
Now here's the contrast.
کنه.
Yeah, we'll never be killed.
اما هیچ وقت کشته نخواهیم شد.
Yeah, when we mess up, when God can cloud up and rain on us, yeah, it will not be the end of us. Yeah, first of all, of course, we can confess our sins to Him, and the Bible says He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Yeah, and if we die for whatever reason, of course we have life in Him.
Yeah,
we shall never die.
هیچ وقت نخواهیم.
Yeah, so if we are serving God,
اگر به خداوند خدمت میکنیم,
and we go wrong, we can expect correction to come to our lives.
میتونیم اشتباه کنیم و
But then we can also understand that's not the end. You're chastened.
اما تنبیهمون آخر زندگیمون
نیست.
And not killed.
1 Corinthians 11:32. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world.
مگر خانه‌ها برای خوردن و نوشیدن ندارید یا کلیساهای خدا را تحقیر نمی‌نمایید؟ آن
11:32.
اما هنگامی که بر ما حکم می‌شود از خداوند تعدیل می‌شویم، مبادا با اهل دنیا محکوم شویم.
We get chastened by God,
خداوند تنبیه میشیم.
But we'll never be condemned with the world.
اما شبیه دنیا نمیشیم.
Yeah, we never go to hell.
هیچ وقت جهنم نمیریم.
Yeah, Jesus paid it all to Him.
عیسی مسیح همه رو پرداخت کرد و همه رو.
Yes, we're talking about contrast that when we serve God, we'll see in our lives.
وقتی به خدا خدمت میکنیم، اون تضاد رو تو زندگیمون میبینیم.
Yeah, next one is sorrowful, yet always rejoicing.
بعدی غمگین ولی دائما شادمان.
Yeah, Philippians 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice.
باز به شما میگویم شاد باشید.
در خداوند دائما شاد باشید و باز میگویم شاد باشید.
Yeah, there's always reason to rejoice in God when we're serving Him.
همیشه دلیل شادی وجود داره برای خداوند وقتی خدمت میکنیم.
There's always reason.
همیشه دلیلی وجود داره.
For sorrow when we're serving Him.
غمگین باشیم وقتی.
Yeah, doing ministry has both sides.
تو خدمت هر دو تاشو میبینی.
Yeah, at one side you have people will get saved, people will grow in the Lord.
Good things are happening. اتفاقای خوب داره در خدمت خداوند میفته. We rejoice. شادیم در خداوند به خاطر کارهایی که خداوند در خدمتش انجام داده.
But at the same time, you have the contrast.
ضدش رو داری.
That there are always people.
کسایی خواهند بود که.
Yeah, that reject the Lord. Yeah, that are in trouble. That are backsliding,
زمین میخورن، عقب گرد
making bad decisions,
تصمیمات اشتباه میگیرن.
Which brings sorrow.
ناراحتی رو برامون میاره، غمگینی رو برامون میاره.
Yeah, when we go soul winning, we have the big contrast between the one person we talk to and the next person we talk to.
یه نفری که گوش نمیکنه، دو کاملا زد و نقیزه. یکی خوشحال میکنه که ناراحت.
With one person we rejoice because they're listening, they're receiving
the word. یکی داریم که میبینیم که اصلا به هیچ عنوان.
And the next person is sorrow because they are so hard and against the good news.
سنگ قلبش به هیچ طریق نمیشه.
They have a soul winner in front of them. God send them somebody and they reject the person. That is sorrow.
Or
you talk with a husband and a wife. And the wife wants to hear. She's listening. But the husband says, no, we're not interested. And she blocks us from preaching the gospel. That's sorrow. Romans 12:15. Rejoice with them do rejoice and weep with them that weep. There's both sides.
شادی کنید با شادی کنندگان و گریه نمایید با آنانی
که. Yeah, these things can happen directly after each other on the same day.
اتفاق بیفته تو یه روز همزمان.
That's a contrast that we have when we're serving God.
وقتی برای خداوند خدمت می‌کنیم، این تضاد وجود داره.
Next one is as poor yet making many rich.
فقیر اما دولتمند.
Now, serving God will not make you rich here on earth.
خدمت کردن به خداوند تو زندگی شما رو ثروتمند
می‌کنه. Yeah, God promises to take care of our needs.
اما خداوند قول داده نیازهای ما رو برآورده می‌کنه.
First the kingdom,
اول ملکوت خداوند رو جستجو
کنید. His righteousness.
تمام نیکوکایی‌ها.
Yeah, and all these things he knows you need.
و بقیه چیزهایی که شما احتیاج دارین به شما داده خواهد شد.
Yeah, yes, God can bless us with physical things.
بله خداوند می‌تونه چیزهای جسمانی به ما برکت بده.
Paul had times he had plenty.
بله پولس تو زندگیش قسمتی بود که ثروتمند بود.
But other times
he had قسمتی بود که نیازمند بود.
Yeah, Philippians 4:12. I know how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I've learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need.
و نیازمندی را می‌دانم و دولتمندی را هم می‌دانم. در هر صورت و در همه چیز. سیری و گرسنگی و دولتمندی و افلاس را یاد گرفتم.
Yeah, as God ministers, as working for God, serving God, we should not expect to become rich. Rather, it says, expect to have little. Yeah, but have, of course, the confidence that God will take care of your needs.
Yeah,
Matthew 6:24. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold... He'll hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon.
هیچ کس دو ارباب را خدمت نمی‌تواند کرد، زیرا یا یکی از نفرت دارد و با دیگری محبت، و یا به یکی می‌چسبد و دیگری را حقیر می‌شمارد. ممکن است که خدا و ثروت را خدمت کند.
Yeah, you cannot set out.
نمی‌تونی.
With a goal to gain riches.
با هدف ثروت بیای.
Yeah, the Bible says labor not to be rich.
خداوند میگه تلاش نکنی ثروتمند بشی.
And at the same time, think you're going to serve God.
و فکر کنی با ثروت میتونی خداوند خدمت کنی.
There's the contrast. Physically, we might not have much.
شاید از لحاظ جسمی.
Yeah, in the eyes of the world.
تو دنیا شاید زیاد نداشته باشیم.
They might call us poor.
شاید ما فقیر باشیم دنیا.
Yet spiritually, we make many rich.
خیلی ثروت داریم.
Spiritually, we share the riches of Christ.
ثروت مسیح برای ماست.
Spiritually, we help people to find everlasting life.
کسایی رو داریم که زندگی جاوید پیدا کردن.
Spiritually, we help people to grow in their faith.
دیگران در ایمانشون رشد کنند.
To get things right in their lives. Getting away from sin.
از گناه دور شوند.
Yeah, getting away from things that would have destroyed them.
دورشان از زندگی‌هایی که نابودشون می‌کنه.
So spiritually, we can make people rich even though we are poor physically.
می‌تونیم ثروتمند بشیم اگر از لحاظ جسمانی فقیر باشیم.
1 Corinthians 10:33. Even as I please all men and all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. 1 Corinthians 10:33.
چرا که من نیز در هر کاری همه را خوشنود می‌سازم و نفع خود را جویا نیستم، بلکه نفع بسیاری را تا نجات یابم.
And then the last contrast, which closely relates again to this one, as having nothing and yet possessing all things.
So,
in the eyes of the world, we can be looked at as poor. In the world, we might not have much. We might even have nothing. Yeah, because we choose to serve God, not mammon. Yet, we possess all things. How come? Go to Romans 8:17. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together.
و هر دو فرزندانیم وارثان هم هستیم. یعنی وارثان خدا و هم ارث با مسیح. اگر شریک مصیبت های او هستیم تا در جلال وی نیز شریک باشیم.
Yeah, we are joint heirs with Christ.
شریک هم وارث عیسی مسیح.
Yeah, there's an inheritance coming for us.
یعنی ثروتی داره برامون میاد.
Yeah, we are children of the king.
ارثی داره برامون میاد چون فرزندان پادشاهیم.
Yeah, we are children of the one.
ما فرزندان کسی هستیم که کتاب مقدس میگه.
That the earth is the Lord and everything in it.
زمین مال اوست و هر آنچه در اون است مال خداوند.
When we serve with him.
وقتی با او خدمت میکنیم.
We will be glorified together with Jesus Christ as joint heirs.
اگر امروز سختی با او میکشیم فردا
not of much here on earth.
شاید امروز توی زمین نداشته باشیم اما فردا.
But we have treasures stored up in heaven.
ثروت‌های زیادی در آسمان داریم.
We'll rule and reign with him.
با او سلطنت خدمت خواهیم کرد.
Here's always what should be in the forefront of your mind.
این همیشه باید تو ذهنتون باشه.
There's more to life than what's happening on this earth.
زندگیمون خیلی بیشتر از
our goal in life is not to become rich.
هدف دنیامون نیست که ثروت بشیم.
Our goal in life is to serve God.
هدف خداوند اینه که به خداوند خدمت کنیم.
And that is in contrast.
این زد تضادی وجود داره.
Yeah, that we have nothing yet we possess all things.
که هیچی نداریم اما همه چیز رو داریم.
Yeah, we close with Luke 12. Luke 12:19-21. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that laid up his treasure for himself and is not rich toward God.
اموال فراوان اندوخته شده به جهت چندین سال داری، حال آسوده باش، بخور و بنوش و خوش باش. خدا به وی گفت ای احمد، در همین شب جان تو را از تو خواهند گرفت، آنگاه آنچه اندوخته ای از آن که خواهد گرفت. همچنین است هر کسی که برای خود ذخیره کند و برای خدا ثروتمند نباشد.
Yeah, let's lay up treasures in heaven.
Let's be rich towards God. بذاریم در نگاه خداوند سر
باشیم. As having nothing.
بذار هیچی نداشته باشیم.
And yet possessing all things.
اما همه چیز رو داشته
باشیم.
Yeah,
so how are we to approve ourselves as ministers of God?
چجوری ثابت کنیم که خادمین خداوند هستیم؟
There are things that we have to go through in life. Difficulties.
چیزهایی تو زندگیمون هست. سختیهایی تو زندگیمون هست که اتفاق میفته برامون.
When going through, we should not give up. We should not compromise.
وقتی اتفاق میفته دست نکشید. از چیزی کوتاه نباشید.
We should hang in.
Faint
not. There are things that we need in our lives when we want to serve God. There are things that are contrasts in our lives that we need to cope with.
Yeah?
In ministry, there's two sides of things. We need to be ready to be confronted with some of those. Yeah, let us be God's people. Yeah, we will prove themselves as the ministers of God. Not bringing blame to the ministry. Yeah, let us be God's people who are rich towards Him. Amen.
Amen.